After a leisurely reception on Tuesday morning at the Free University of Brussels, everyone reconvened in the afternoon to hear Louis Debreuil's paper on The New Dynamics of Quanta. Speaking in French, Debreuil began by outlining his own contribution, the extension of wave-particle duality to matter, and how Schrödinger ingeniously developed it into wave mechanics. Then, treading carefully by conceding that Born's idea contained a great deal of truth, he offered an alternative to the probabilistic interpretation of Schrödinger's wave function. In the pilot wave theory, as Debreuil later called it, an electron really exists both as a particle and a wave, in contrast to the Copenhagen interpretation, where an electron behaves like either a particle or a wave, depending on the type of experiment performed. Both particles and waves exist simultaneously, Debreuil argued, with the particle, akin to a surfer, riding a wave. The waves leading or piloting the particles from one place to another were physically real rather than Born's abstract waves of probability. With Bohr and his associates determined to assert the primacy of the Copenhagen interpretation, and Schrödinger still doggedly wanting to promote his views on wave mechanics, Debreuil's pilot wave proposal came under attack. Looking for support from the one man who might sway the neutrals, Debreuil was disappointed when Einstein remained silent. On Wednesday, 26th of October, the proponents of the two rival versions of quantum mechanics addressed the conference. During the morning session, Heisenberg and Born gave a joint report. It was divided into four broad sections: the mathematical formalism, the physical interpretation, the uncertainty principle, and the applications of quantum mechanics. The presentation, like the writing of the report, was a double act. Born, the senior man, delivered the introduction and sections 1 and 2 before handing over to Heisenberg. Quantum mechanics, they began, is based on the intuition that the essential difference between atomic physics and classical physics is the occurrence of discontinuities. Then came the metaphorical tipping of their hats to colleagues sitting only feet away as they pointed out that quantum mechanics was essentially a direct continuation of the quantum theory founded by Planck, Einstein, and Bohr. After an exposition of matrix mechanics, the Dirac-Jordan transformation theory and the probability interpretation, they turned to the uncertainty principle and the actual meaning of Planck's constant H. It was nothing less, they maintained, than the universal measure of the indeterminacy that enters the laws of nature through the dualism of waves and corpuscles. In effect, if there were no wave-particle duality of matter and radiation, there would be no Planck's constant and no quantum mechanics. In conclusion, they made the provocative statement that we consider quantum mechanics to be a closed theory, whose fundamental physical and mathematical assumptions are no longer susceptible of any modification.